This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Orleans is getting back on its feet after this week's deadly truck attack. Bourbon Street has reopened, and the city successfully hosted the Sugar Bowl yesterday. Vonnie Cochran is a proud resident.
We are here to just celebrate our city and come back. You know, we're not going to let this shut us down.
CBS's Omar Villafranca has the latest on the investigation into the attack by Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar.
After midnight on the morning of the attack, he placed two improvised explosive devices in coolers in the French Quarter. He posted a final online video proclaiming his support for ISIS just minutes before he plowed into the crowd on Bourbon Street.
Jabbar's brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar, says he hadn't seen him in 6 months.
Everything was just how he had always been. With me and around the rest of his family, you know, full of love, well-mannered, well-tempered, helpful.
In Las Vegas, police believe active duty Special Forces Sergeant Matthew Livelsberger was behind the Cybertruck explosion in front of the Trump Hotel. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi has more.
The Army is currently exploring whether he was experiencing any personal problems at home. Authorities also expressed some degree of surprise that the explosives found in the vehicle were as crude as they were, given the fact that he had extensive experience and expertise. Green Berets are specialists in guerrilla warfare.
Police say Livelsberger had shot himself in the head before the truck exploded. The 119th Congress will be sworn in today. Its first order of business, choosing its leadership. Political analyst Larry Sabato says House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a tough re-election battle.
When you've got a pool of representatives who are willing to go their own way, despite all the criticism that will come to them, you can't count on anything. So Mike Johnson is doing the right thing in not counting on anything.
Republicans have a slim majority in the House, and one of them has already said he will oppose Johnson. President Biden will be handing out medals at the White House today. CBS's Paulina Smolinski has details.
President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to seven U.S. soldiers for risking their lives and going beyond the call of duty. Many of the honorees receiving this award sacrificed their lives on the front lines. The president will also award public safety officers with the Medal of Valor.
Five of those officers took down an active shooter at a Nashville elementary school in 2023. Wayne Osmond of the Osmond Brothers has died. He was the fourth oldest of the nine Osmond siblings. The family says he died of a massive stroke. Wayne Osmond was 73. Dow futures up 77. S&P futures up 14 as Wall Street looks to rebound from the bad start to the year yesterday. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Well, you may have noticed some of the coldest weather of the year has arrived. We're going to see temperatures only around 20 for a high today. Wind chills near zero or in the single digits. All the forecast details coming up following the news. We mentioned this in yesterday's news, but it's worth repeating again. There's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after he cast the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but did cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week. He was 75. If you're interested in running for local nonpartisan office this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in order. Details on how to do it and what the deadlines are coming up here in just about 30 minutes. Also at the bottom of the hour, high school football coaches in Wisconsin are pitching a plan to change how the postseason works. We'll have a report from Jimmy Koska coming up in about 30 minutes. News at the top and bottom of the hour. We'll update you anytime online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles this morning. I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. For the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Sunday, three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl, defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
We've had 12 people on the moon. Ever since we've done that, you hear about people who get upset about little things in their life. And they blame the fact that we've been on the moon for their problems. As if there's a possible tie-in, you know? Like if their phone cord is all tangled up, they can put a man on the moon. But they can't make a damn phone cord that won't bunch up. They can put a man on the moon! Maybe if we never did that, they'd be happy, huh? Isn't that phone cord driving you crazy? Oh, nah. We haven't even had a man on the moon yet. Why would I let something like this bother me? I think life's a bowl of cherries.
Cigarettes of me, I can't get no. The Stone, Satisfaction, 610, local news, Tamla's Hits here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 24. They talked about colder weather coming. I didn't believe them. I do now. Clear tonight, lows around 10. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 23. And on Sunday, cloudy with a high near 28 right now. Part cloudy, it's cold. Got my heavy-duty winter coat on. Thing weighs about 50 pounds. 21 degrees here at Radio Park. And, you know, one of my New Year's resolutions, obviously, everyone is to lose weight, right? All right, I'm going to give you a simple way to lose weight here. You can burn 320 calories a day just by thinking. Well, at least some people can, right? I don't know if I can doing that. It's 6:11. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, we're talking movies, best of the year, worst of the year, with Brett Hoffman. But right now, I've got Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. People look me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house upon the hill. I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can.
Timeless Hits, WRJN 613, Friday morning. It's right, it is a Friday. I know the whole week sounds like it's all discombobled, but yeah, no, it is Friday. I can verify that. Well, as you may have heard, we lost Wayne Osmond. Melvin Wayne Osmond was an American musician. He was the second oldest of the original Osmond Brothers singers and the fourth oldest of the nine Osmond children. He passed away yesterday at the age of 74. Here's one of the hit songs he made with his family. With Donny Osmond singing up front, this is One Bad Apple. Local news, Tamla's Hits, here at WRJN.
Yeah. I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought sadness to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along. Suck it to your game. Won't you just give me one little chance?
That's Wayne Osmond singing with his brothers, and the high pitch one, obviously, Donny Osmond. The deeper voice guy was Wayne Osmond. Passed away at the age of 74 yesterday. I feel bad. All these brother groups, they're losing members. Tito Jackson passed away in 2024, one of the original Jackson 5. And then you got Wayne Osmond passing away. And I didn't realize there were 9 children in that Osmond family. My goodness. That's a lot of kids. It's 617, local news, Townless Hits at WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you looking for a drastic New Year's resolution that might lead to immortality? A new documentary called Don't Die might be for you. The film chronicles rich tech guy Brian Johnson's quest to not only live forever, but turn back time when it comes to the body. He wants to be 18 again, and thanks to some controversial methods, likes his chances. In the film, viewers will see Johnson's routine, which according to Variety, includes a daily regimen of taking 130 pills, dinner at 11 a.m., going to bed at 8:30 p.m., working out for 90 minutes a day, and weekly MRIs, skincare treatments, plasma exchanges, and a type of gene therapy that is not approved by the FDA. That wasn't enough. Instead of celebrating his birthday every 12 months, Johnson does so every 19 months. And it only costs $2 million a year. The documentary is only 88 minutes long. I'm guessing Ryan Johnson wanted it to be much longer. You can stream Don't Die on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Crimes of Distinction, Lover, Let Me Be Lonely. 624, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Sunshine today, plenty of it. It's not going to be warm, though. Highs near 24. Clear tonight. Lows around 10. Too bad there's no aurora borealis tonight. That would be great. Clear sky, 10 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 23. And Sunday, cloudy with a high near 28 right now. Part cloudy, 21 degrees right here at Radio Park. So a thief broke into a car in Memphis and stole a few things, including a $1,400 diaper bag. Now, there's a blurry image of the suspect, but as far as we know, arrests have not been made yet. Wait a second. A $1,400 diaper bag? What do you do with that? I know you carry diapers in it, but $1,400? Here's Sam Cooke. Here's Chain Gang. Here's something saying.
Sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they're saying. Chain, gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. The meanwhile, so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
I remember my grandfather bought me that 45 RPM record of Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. It's funny what you remember. I mean, that was a long time ago. I remember my grandfather took me down to the store, and he said, let's get this record, Sam Cooke, Chain Gang. My grandfather was younger then than I am now. That's hard to believe. Anyway, so it's, these songs bring back memories. It's 627 local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. A fancy restaurant in London is hiring a grape feeder. Just what it sounds like. Someone is going to be feeding customers grapes directly into their mouths. They actually put an ad out in the newspaper to fill the position. It's unclear if anybody got the gig or anybody wanted it. I'm sure there are people, some freaky people, who want to do that. I don't want anything fed into my mouth by somebody else's hand. Here's Stevie Wonder now. by Cherie Moore, Stevie Wonder, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A shocking new study shows kids are playing more video games, watching more YouTube, texting more, spending more time online, and reading less. I hope they didn't spend our tax dollars to get that study. I just hope they didn't. Let's check news of the morning. It's 6:31. Here's Chris.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I am Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what's going on this morning. Well, you may have noticed it's pretty cold out there today. This cold snap could last up to 2 weeks with high temperatures today around 20. Wind chills in the single digits or colder all the way through the weekend. We'll have all the forecast details coming up following the news. Down in Kenosha County, a dual effort underway to combat radon exposure and food insecurity. The Kenosha County Public Health Department launching a new program that's offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. Statement says the discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas called radon. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause in hiring and building. The tech company last week said they would temporarily halt construction on parts of their $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. The company says they need to refine the design. If you're looking to run for public office in the next nonpartisan election this spring, now is the time to get your paperwork in to get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election. You'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file the paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in candidate up until noon the Friday before the spring election, scheduled for April 1st. High school football coaches in Wisconsin pitching a plan to change how the postseason works. With more, here's sports director Jimmy Cuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025.
Thank you, Jimmy. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and updates when you need them online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The USDA's H5N1 monitoring program set the lofty goal of eradicating the virus from U.S. dairy herds. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Lucas Sostrom of the government affairs team at Edge Dairy Cooperative says the average producer shouldn't feel much impact from the program.
Unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before, that's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster, and USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our nine states, we have been asked to provide feedback, we'll be providing feedback, and across our nine states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast, and so the trace back actually becomes more of a burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentage they want to get, and we'll learn from these first six states as we go forward.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at HeadsUpST.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Fund for Rural America, Compere Financial's corporate giving program, is offering 123 scholarships to students this spring. Graduating high school seniors with an agriculture or rural background, or those planning to major in an agriculture-related field, are encouraged to apply by March 15th. The $1,500 scholarships go towards educational tuition expenses at community colleges, universities, or technical schools. Qualified applicants must be graduating seniors residing in Compere Financial's 144 county territory with a 3.0 GPA or higher. This is based on a combination of written essay submissions, academic achievement, and agricultural community or youth organization involvement. Students can find more information and complete the online application at compere.com/scholarships. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
It is going to be partly cloudy and colder today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon, but that wind from the northwest at around 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor in the single digits all day today. Tonight, mostly clear, 8 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
The cameras on our phones are so advanced. It's gotten to the point where when you see someone with a regular camera, just a camera, they look so out of place.
Is that guy part of a Civil War reenactment?
The value of a photo has changed, too. I get emails from my kids' schools. They're like, would you like to order your child's school portrait? I'm like, delete. The last thing any parent needs is more photos of their children.
Schools should just offer, hey, we'll come over and delete half your photos.
I'd pay for that. Because that's what we use our phones for. For photos, emails, directions, anything but talking. When my phone rings, I'm like, well, that's obviously not for me.
Give me some lovin'. 640 local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN. Well, should you date again right after a breakup or wait a while? Well, most people in a new poll said it's better to wait and take time to yourself. 9% said start dating immediately. That's what I think. I used to break up in the afternoon. New date that night. We're back in business again. Human beings, nobody but me. No, 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 no. Nobody but me. It's 6:43 local news. Timeless. It's WRJN. Sunny with a high near 24 today. When they said it's going to get colder, I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I guess they did. Sunny with a high near 24. Clear tonight. Lows around 10. Sunny tomorrow on Saturday with a high near 23. And Sunday cloudy with a high near 28. Right now, partly cloudy, 21 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right. There are approximately 25 to 50 active serial killers right now in the U.S. That's down significantly from the 80s and 90s when there were four times that many. As a matter of fact, in 1987, there were 198 active serial killers. Yeah, go sleep the sleep of angels tonight, huh? After knowing that. Turn, turn, turn. These are the birds. 6:43, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And we're talking movies at 7:35 this morning with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters at WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones.
Turn the birds. Local news. Tamla's hits here at WRJN. All right. Got a bunch of things here. You ever try to buy an incandescent bulb lately? Can't do it. But this guy, a 25-year-old guy, doesn't say where he's from, but he is an incandescent bulb enthusiast. He's not happy about the nationwide ban on them, so he dropped thousands of dollars to hoard 3,500 incandescent bulbs so he has a lifetime supply. Sounds like he's got three lifetime supplies.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
together nearly every single day singing.
Question for you. Could you last an entire day without your cell phone? According to this study, 43% of people said it would be tough, including about 1 out of 8 people who said it would definitely be a problem. If you were to take my phone away from me and just get it out of the house, I can live without it for a day. It doesn't bother me. But if you put it on the table next to me, well, that might be a problem. Just get it out of my sight. I live most of my life without cell phones. So, obviously, I think I could do it if you tied me to a chair, gagged my mouth, gave me some kind of sedative. Yeah, I can do it for 24 hours. No problem. 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Right now, partly cloudy, 21 degrees at Radio Park. I think there's a spirit in the sky. Here's Norman Greenbaum.
When I die and the name of the rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. Go to the place, that's the best.
Wisconsin Timeless Hits, WRJN. Question, are you a good driver? Well, let's find out. A survey found the top signs that you're a bad driver: excessive speeding, cutting people off, tailgating, constant road rage, using your horn too much, and not using any turn signals. So the question to you is, do you do any of those or all of those? Come on, be honest. We're among friends. Again, local news, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Got a survey here. They found out the top simple pleasures in our lives. These are the top simple pleasures. Holding hands with someone you love, buying new clothing, my favorite, eating ice cream, cooking your favorite meal, and, I'm not making this up, listening to your favorite music on the radio. Yep, right here, WRJN, of course, right? Yeah, it's 7 o'clock.
Local news and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Orleans' French Quarter is back in business after this week's deadly truck attack. WWL reporter Ian Ozon is there.
Bourbon Street is open.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says her officers added security enhancements to prevent drivers from accessing the thoroughfare, including archer guards to block sidewalks. Kirkpatrick says she's